So let me ask, who is Jesus for you? Who is Jesus for you? Is he your Prince of Peace? Is he your Savior? Is he your servant? Is he your mentor? Is he your guide? Is he your teacher? Is he your friend? Is he your brother? Is he your companion? Is he your judge? Is he your jury? Who is Jesus for you? St. Paul, in the second reading in his letter to the Colossians, tells us this is who Jesus is. He is the image of the invisible God. He is our leader in how to live and love and serve and sacrifice. He is the voice of how we are called to be in relationship with each other. And most importantly, he says, he is the head of the body of the church. He is the head of the body of the church. And we are the church. Remember? The people of God. We are the church. So today we give thanks for Jesus, our spiritual head, our spiritual leader. We give thanks for Jesus Christ, the King of the universe, the King of service, the King of forgiveness, the King of sacrifice, the King of mercy, the King of kindness, the King of compassion, the King of peace. And is this not how he leads us? This weekend, 13 people at the next Mass will take that step to become Catholic, to become catechumens and candidates. Why? Because they want to know Jesus. They want to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Parents bring their child for baptism. Why? Because they want their child to know Jesus as their friend, as their Savior, as their guide. We come to receive Jesus so we can follow our servant King in faith, in love, and in service. Let's go to the gospel and listen to the dialogue. It gives us a grand example of Jesus' work, of his mission, of his compassion, of why he's our King. Jesus is on the cross. Remember the conversation? He's being crucified, one man on each side of him. One man is filled with anger. Save us, he says. And the other is filled with understanding. We belong here, he says. One gets Jesus, one does not. One demands attention, one asks for mercy. One is forgiven, one is not. One receives paradise. And then Jesus looks at his friend. The next part of the story, it's not in today's gospel. The next part of the story is when he says to his friend John, here's my mother, take care of you. And he says to mother, take care of my friend. On the cross, Jesus continues to show care and concern, mercy and forgiveness, kindness and compassion. Let us remember, if we truly treasure a relationship with Jesus Christ, if we are grateful for his friendship, if we embrace his message of peace and mercy, of service and sacrifice, if we truly want to be with him in paradise, then we must go to work. We must go on mission. We must come to receive him in love. We must share him in faith. And then we make sure people see and know Jesus, who Jesus is for us. He is our head and our heart. He is our way, our truth, and our life. He is our peace. He is our love. Amen.